And with an investigation, yes, working toward a, yeah, judicial determination?
Well, not judicial, really. We had a black airman sergeant who had been arrested in the town and had been kept in jail without notifying the military authorities of his presence there.
Was he in uniform?
Yes. And it was well known that he was from the community. He was arrested. He had $300 on his at the time of his arrest. They were taken from him. It was a long, miserable story that I don't want to get into. Very, very lengthy. And it was a circumstance in which the sheriff of the community and a lawyer in the community were keeping this man as a slave in a figurative sense. And when we found out that an airman from the base was in jail and had been for a number of months before we found it out.
Did you say months?
Yes. We had to get him released. And we did. Certainly wasn't through the judicial process, but we got him released.
How could a person have been gone for that period of time without his immediate superiors being...
He had been stationed, he had been transferred to Alaska and was home on leave when he was arrested. And so the Alaskan authorities simply thought that he was AWOL, the Air Force people in Alaska. We didn't know that he was in jail. When we found out, of course, then we notified our counterparts in Alaska and ultimately got him released and sent on his way. It was an eye-opener for me.
Had you been in the South before for any period of time?
Only in the Army, only in the service. And in those days, our units were segregated. There were no blacks in the Air Force unit I served. There were black units, but they weren't integrated.
Otis Smith was in.
Yes. And Coleman Young.
Yeah. And there were some others.
Oh, yes.
I think Clifton Wharton was in
there. Kermit Bailey.
Coleman has always got to be Secretary of Transportation.
Yes, Bill Coleman.
Yeah. Did this wet your case for the law?
Sure.
Did this have any...
Absolutely. The legal officer in charge of the office in Mississippi was from New Orleans. He was a young lawyer who happened to be in the Air Force and assigned to legal duties. I don't know to what extent he had practiced. He had practiced for a number of years before going into the service, but only a few. But he too was an inspiration to me in the sense that he was absolutely dedicated to the task he was assigned as a lawyer, and at risk to his life and to his wife, and I must say to mine too, we did what we had to do to free the black serviceman we had never before met. We didn't know anything about him. But it was an obligation that we had, and with his leadership we accomplished our objective. Each of us was transferred away from the base soon thereafter. I have no reason to believe that it wasn't because of what we had done. Excuse me.